It's an interesting vote counting system here in a country which is as big as Europe. Some of the polling stations have finished counting their votes. Some are continuing. And those who just finished, they've started voting. So there's like three processes going on. Those who have finished, those who are continuing, and those who are going to start counting now. So that's how where we are right now. And it's going to be very difficult to know how it's going because vote counting is taking place at every polling station. And there are about 70,000 plus voting stations.
Any idea at all when they hope to finish the counting? As you said again, thousands of polling stations.
Well, because half, I think, or a third probably, we don't have the right count, have already counted and they've been transmitted electronically to CENI, the Electoral Commission. They have to tabulate them together and they had promised they're going to start giving results of polling station and polling station from tomorrow. So from tomorrow, we will know exactly what's happening.
Already, the opposition is saying that the vote is not going to reflect the will of the people. What are you hearing where you are?
Yes, there are five presidential candidates led by Martin Fayulu, who was beaten by Tshisekedi in 2018, plus Dr. Mukwege, who had removed himself, but he's among the five, and Theodore Ngoi, with two other candidates who have come out with a statement yesterday evening saying that the elections were unfair. As you said, does not represent the will of the people because there are a lot of irregularities. Voting sessions were open late and discouraged a lot of people not to vote. They went home. A lot of machines had malfunctioning. The delay in opening some of the stations has made a number of people disenfranchised because a lot of them went back and some never came back. Although the stations were open until late in the night, some voting stations were opened until 1 in the morning. So they were voting going on, but they're saying that it's not fair. And another thing is that while new voting took place in areas where they did not even have the materials, the opposition is saying the CENI has no legal right to extend voting time. So it's unconstitutional according to them.
Shakur, thank you so much. A pleasure to speak with you.
Thank you very much.